And we are going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that you are. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We lift you up and praise you. We thank you for the women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who said yes to the mandate that you gave them to bring us the Master's Call. Lord, we love you. We thank you for Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family, who Artists is the vehicle which was used to bring this call together, Lord. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just want to glorify and magnify your name. We want to lift you and praise you and give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that is due you, because it's still not enough. I don't care if we praise you till the end of time. It's still not enough for what you did on the cross for us, Lord. So we glorify you, we magnify you, and we praise you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. I want to turn the call over to our host, Minister LaShawn. Are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank you for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy. And yes, saints, we are making a move because we want to be more like Christ. We want to walk more like Christ. We want to talk more like Christ, because we know that when God is in us, we can do all things. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware by ways of New York, and I too greet you with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and welcome you to the Master's Call. And if you could just take a moment, just a quick second, just to give yourself a spiritual hug and to thank God for waking you up this morning and giving you breath. We ask you that you go and let your friends, family, and neighbors know that the Master's Call is on right now, because the Lord is going to bless us with a word with our speaker for this half hour. The Master's Call was founded October 25th, 2010 by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And these two women, they said yes when God gave them the mandate to create this call. God used these two women to create the call because he knew that his children had to be enriched, had to be enhanced, and had to be empowered as believers as they begin their day. And that's actually the mission statement, which could be found on our website. God also gave these two victorious women a scripture reference to stand on. And that scripture can be found on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So as you heard, Master's Call family, Minister Kai started this call out in prayer. We're going to end this call in prayer, and we encourage you to maintain your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings flow down. So we're just excited about that this and every morning. And we invite you to look on our website and get to, you know about the Master's Call and more information about the speakers and how the call was actually founded. You could go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll be able to listen to archived messages. You'll be able to read up about the speakers, events that are coming up, the daily message. It's just an anointed and beautiful website. And you can also email us by emailing info@themasterscall.net. There you'll be able to give us your praise reports, your testimonies, your prayer requests, or if God is saying to you that it is time for you to serve on a Master's Call, either as a host or a prayer intercessor, or if God has given you a word and it's time for it to come out, we invite you and encourage you and would love for you to email us and let us know that God has told you it's time for you to say yes to the Master's Call. And again, that email is info@themasterscall.net. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivation Motivational Call, which is hosted by a team of magnificent, innovative, inspiring Platinum Presidents of Artists International. And they also have a team of Artists International professionals, entrepreneurs that are on that call that gets you started and motivated for your business. So if you are an Artists International distributor, if you used to be an Artists International distributor, if you're not quite sure what Artists International is, I invite you to dial 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. And if you don't know what Artists International is, I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and say to them, can you please let me know what Artists International is all about? And I want to know why they're so excited about Artists International. And they will share the information with you, and you too will see why we are so excited. But just to give you a little bit of nuggets from that, you can learn about 90K in 90 days. You can learn about this amazing empowerment conference taking place Father's Day weekend in sunny, beautiful Orlando, Florida with the Kings of Artists. You can learn how you can just change your health and your wealth all in one with this awesome, debt-free, 500% growth this year company. So we're just excited. But the best thing about it is they are sold out to the Lord and puts God first. That is why this company is blessed. So I encourage you to go back and ask about this ministry of health. I mentioned about the Empowerment Conference. All roads internationally and nationally are leading to Florida. So go back and to the person and ask him how you can attend this event. If you are an Artist International distributor, it is not too late to get your ticket. Go ahead and get your ticket so you can learn and you can grow, because when you learn, that's when you earn. Well, that's what Platinum President Monk said. Now, back to the Master's Call. We're just excited that you are here. You're going to want to hear this message again, so write this number down now, 712-432-1085. That's the replay number, and the access code is 957-677-POUND, because after Minister Lance Waterman, also known as Coach LA, who tells you to make a decision, move now, once he finished telling us, thus saying the Lord, you are definitely going to want to share this message. And Coach LA has been embodied as a certified life coach, professional coach, health and wellness coach, business coach, and executive coach with World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. Coach LA is committed to helping individuals transform their mind, body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing powerful goals and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching programs, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination, Coach LA inspires us and empowers us to take their life to the next level and tap into the greatness that is within them. As a coach, leader, and visionary, Coach LA works with leaders and managers that are being pressured to squeeze more results out of their team and shows them how to use personal coaching techniques with their team so they can double their productivity and profitability. He launched the Speak Ministry in June 2010 to empower individuals to take responsibility not only for their health and wellness, but for their spiritual man. Speak Ministry conducts a weekly empowerment call designed to provide practical information, resources, and tips to enable everybody to achieve success in your mind, body, and spirit. Coach LA is very passionate. He is very committed, and he is a seasoned professional entrepreneur and minister, and he is sold out to the Lord. He has worked with various men organizations and outreach ministries for 25 and 14 years, respectfully. As a member of Grace Church, he uses his talents, gifts, and abilities to serve in various capacities. Both him and his beautiful wife live in Woodridge, Virginia, with their devoted canines of 8 years, Dallas and Domino. So again, I say that we are going to be blessed with this message that God has delivered to this mighty man of God. And without further ado, Coach LA, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Robin, Minister Tiffany, so many ministers. I just want to thank you, Minister Kai, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa, and of course, Dr. Godmother, Dorothy Cook, amen. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This morning, I coined the title, Seeking God Requires Wisdom. Seeking God requires wisdom. You know, James chapter 1, verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. It will be given him. Praise God. And I want to dissect that for just a minute. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. The operative word here is ask God, who gives generously. God will give generously. He said not, he didn't say sparingly, he didn't say some, he said generously to all without reproach. Reproach being disapproval. So there's no disapproval. And then it said, it will be given him. He will give it to you. The wisdom of God, we can all say the wisdom of God solves problems. Amen? Trusting God in hard times is easy when believers get wisdom. I'm going to say that again. Trusting God in hard times is easy when believers get wisdom. We can all testify to that. And so how do we really define wisdom? The simple definition of wisdom is the application of knowledge. The simple definition of wisdom is the application of knowledge. Wisdom is generally understood as the capacity to correctly apply knowledge. Amen? Wisdom is generally understood as the capacity to correctly apply knowledge. So how do we seek God's wisdom? First of all, you just have to seek him. The Bible says if you want to know God's heart on a given issue or when you have to make a difficult decision, just ask God. Just ask him. Whatever you need of God, whatever you need to know, seek God. Just seek God. Take time to pray. But in the times of prayer, don't do all the talking. Listen, amen, listen for God's still, small voice, whispering his words of guidance and encouragement to you. So the first thing we have to do to seek God's wisdom is just to seek him. Seek God. Amen. The second thing we should be doing is we should be meditating on the word of God. Not just when you get up out of your bed, Father, thank you for waking me up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and take me to my job safely, bring me back home safely. Amen. No. The Bible specifically, you have to meditate on the word of God. You will gain insight into God's mind and heart by studying the word of God and meditating on it. You have to meditate on the truth of God. Difficult decisions become easier to make when God is the one guiding you. See, you can't do this out of flesh. You have to meditate on the word of God. You have to study the scripture. You have to study to know thyself approved. Amen? So you have to seek God, that's one. And now you have to meditate on God's word, that's two. The third thing you have to do is obey the principles of scripture. Okay, the Bible specifically and clearly says, hide the words in thy heart that I'm not sinning against you. When you set your heart on obeying God, he will teach you how to apply his truth in your life. Then you will know the way of wisdom. I want to say that again. We're talking about obeying the principles of scripture. When you set your heart on obeying God, he will teach you how to apply his truth in your life. Then you will know the way of wisdom. Amen. If you just joined us, we're talking about seeking God requires wisdom, and our scripture text is James chapter 1, verse 5. The next principle I want to talk about is observe the faithfulness of God. And I love this one. Why? Because in the last, I got to say, in the last 6 months, God has been moving mightily in my life. I mean, who could possibly fathom in their mindset when God tells you leave a job that's paying you upwards to $118,000 and not blink an eye? God told me, but I had the wisdom of God to leave my job because he knew he had something better for me. Then after telling me to leave the job, he says, leave the home. My God, you leave a job that's paying you $118,000. Now you're leaving a home after 11 years of 3,200 square feet. Nobody but the person who has the mind of Christ would obey such a thing. But we have to obey the faithfulness of God. The Lord has never failed to keep a single promise he has made. God has promised me, he said, Lance, I will make your name great. Just obey my commandment. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, it says, I know the plans I have for you. But see, sometimes we're not as trusting of God as we say that we are. Sometimes we want to say, well, Lord, if you really have this for me, just show me just a little bit. Just show me. Moses said to God, I want to see your face. And God said, man, you have to be kidding. But what God did do for Moses, he says, I'm gonna tell you when I open your eyes, I'm going to show you just a little bit of my trail. Many of us are not obeying the faithfulness of God. The Lord has never failed to keep a single promise. He has a perfect record today. The Bible is full of testimonies that celebrate God's goodness and love. Learn to claim God's promises as you read his word. So that's observing the faithfulness of God. The next principle of finding wisdom or getting wisdom is you have to heed godly counsel. Now, many of us heard me joke about it and sometimes say things about it, but my mother, your ambassador, Dr. P.K. Robert, is my trusted spiritual advisor. And so when God downloads in her something for me, she gives it to me, then I discern it, I pray on it, and then I heed God's counsel. God can use a pastor or a trusted Christian friend to help you see beyond your weaknesses. Because, see, I may not see what the ambassador see. I may not be able to discern what God is doing for me in her. Then she has to give it to me. But when she gives it to me, I have to be able to take that, pray on it, and then make it applicable to what I might be going through. So you have to heed godly counsel. Your pastor, preacher, minister gets on the pulpit Sunday after Sunday speaking the word of God, something that God has given him to bring to the people. And many of us, not the people on this call, you all are exempt, but people that we might know listen to the word but don't do what the word says. So we don't heed the information, the godly counsel that God has brought before you. Some of us are know-it-all. Some of us think we are spiritual giants among giants. No. God said you got to heed godly counsel. Don't hesitate to share your needs and fears with those who love the Lord and you. The Bible says, one to chase 1,000, two would chase 10,000. So go ahead and share that information with a fellow brother or sister. The next thing, and this is the last point, associate with wise people. Again, the Bible says, two or three gather them, and so too will I be. But you have to be wise when it comes to this, associating with other wise people. Because everybody everybody in your camp doesn't have your best interest at heart. There are people that are set out on this world to destroy you and the very foundation that you're standing on. You have to be able to choose your friends wisely. I have very little friends, many associates, and a whole bunch of acquaintances. Excuse me. You have to choose your friends wisely. Include God in every relationship, and you will establish a strong, godly base of counselors to support you in making wise decisions. I want to say that again, not just for the recording, because somebody is on this call that's getting ready to make an unwise decision today with some ungodly people. And I want to repeat this. You better choose your friends wisely, my friend. You better include God in that business decision that you're going to make or that decision that you're going to make, whatever the relationship is with that individual. And you better establish a strong, godly base with some godly counselors to support you in making that wise decision. See, we got to understand our family. God loves us all. And that word should ring true when God says, I know the plans I have for you, TMC. It says plans to prosper you. And these plans will not harm you. But we got to know that we're going to have to go through some stuff in order to get to where we want to go. We got to know that. You're going to go through some stuff. And that stuff might require some things that's in you that God placed in you but has not yet shown up. You got to have some fortitude. You got to have some stick-to-itiveness. You see, I could not receive what God was telling me to do had I not gone through some stuff. I would not have been able to leave my home after 11 years, a beautiful home in Northern Virginia, after 11 years if I have not had gone through some stuff and obeying the wisely counsel of God. Then God confirms it in two other individuals. See, I could not have left my job because we all need income after 7 years making that type of money if God was not preparing me for the next level of my life. Y'all better hear me. When God says to do something, you better do it. Because, see, you don't want the consequence to heap on your head. So let me summarize these principles I've given you this morning in the name of Jesus. Seeking God requires wisdom. How do we get wisdom? Well, we have to seek God. Seeking first the kingdom of God. Seek God. The next thing, we have to meditate on the word of God. You have to meditate on God's word. The next principle after that, we have to obey the principles of the scriptures. Man, just don't read the scriptures for reading's sake. Meditate on the word. Obey the principles of the scriptures. Sometimes that requires a sitting still. Then the next thing we have to do, we have to obey the faithfulness of God. God has a perfect record. He ain't lose a battle, and he will never lose a battle. Satan's reign is almost up. Y'all better get right. The next thing, we have to heed godly counsel, y'all. We better heed godly counsel. There's some folk in this business that don't mean you any good. You better be wise. You better have your eyes wide open and your ears tuned to the voice of God. Then the next thing, we have to associate with other wise people. You know what God says? Well, God didn't say this. Man manufactured it. If you want to be successful, you got to go where successful people go. So if you want to read this word, you got to go around people who's reading that word and standing on the authority of God's word. I pray that this has helped each and every one of you. I pray that these words that I've spoken through my vocal cords that have provoked a thought in you, some of you will get this and apply it. Some of you will not. That's fine. I've done my job this morning. I pray that God will continue to bless each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Minister Robin, back to you.
Good morning. This, again, we appreciate you and love you for the word that God has given to you this morning. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that through you all things are possible, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us an opportunity yet again to assemble in this telecommunication sanctuary and to hear a word from you. Father God, we thank you for decreasing Coach L.A., and increasing in him, God. We thank you, Lord, that we heard your voice and not his. We thank you, God, for the message that you have delivered upon us. Father, most of all, we thank you because you love us collectively, and you also love us individually, all at the same time. Father, we just thank you, God, for blessing our comings and our goings, for traveling mercies, oh, Father, for our financial breakthroughs and our blessings, Lord. And most of all, we thank you for the lessons that you are teaching us along the way. God, we trust, know, touch, declare, and decree that if you're going to bring us to it, you will most certainly bring us through it. So we thank you, Lord, for Joni, for Angela, for Sharon, for Platinum President Marie Preston. Lord, we thank you for their stick-to-itiveness and their faith in you, God, when you've given them a mission and a mandate, and they followed, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our Mother Eagle and Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God. Thank you for blessing them with another day. Touch and anoint them, God. Continue to give them abundance of blessings, Father, because they pour into your kingdom. God, we know that any disease or infirmities or anything that is trying to linger in our body cannot latch on because we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord. We know that you are going to run your DNA through us, and we know that we are going to be well because we speak it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. So we know that Joni is clear. We know that all of those on this line, Martha is clear, Doris is clear, Dr. PK is clear, Tiffany's clear. We know, God, that all is well within our bodies, our minds, and our souls. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for leadership, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done for us, Father. We thank you, Lord, that even when we don't know what's going on in the natural, you have a ram in the bush plan for us in the supernatural. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for this call. We thank you that it came through a clarity. We thank you that it came through with no drop calls, no static, nothing. The enemy was placed on notice, and we just thank you, Father, because we win again. By reading the end of the book, we know that we win. By reading the end of the book, we know that we are conquerors, victorious, and we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. So as we end this call, but we know we're never, ever leaving your presence, Father, we just ask that you continue to guide our day so we are more like you, so we can become more like you. We can speak more like you. We can walk more like you. And that when we walk into a room or down the street, they will see your countenance upon us, and they will know that you live within our souls, Father. So we love you, and we thank you. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Saints, we are just so excited in the Lord this morning. Share this call with a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, somebody. Share the replay number, 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Let other people hear, thus saith the Lord this morning, and be a spiritual blessing and a minister in the marketplace. We also invite you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, so you can see the, not the instructions, but the suggestions, what we're asking, the directives for our artist corporate prayer for the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference, June 13th to the 15th. So we're asking that you read the prayer directives for this corporate prayer, read the scriptures that go along with it, and just be mindful of all the blessings that God is going to do to you and through you. We also invite you to become a prayer intercessor or just join the TMC team by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. And do not forget to jump on the MMC call and learn more about the Empowerment Conference from artists that's taking place. Father, Mother's Day weekend in sunny Orlando, Florida. You want to be there. That number again is 530-881-1300. Access code is 539-598-pound. And if you can't jump on a call, just go ahead and go to www.artistempowermentconference.com and sign up and get your tickets today. Again, this is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy. And this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there, be that great minister in the marketplace, and serve your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I am now turning the call over to Minister Land so he could give us our closing benediction.
Amen. You know, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Amen. Every tongue that accuses you in judgment, you will condemn. We cannot do this on our own strength. We have to seek God's wisdom and his guidance. I greet you. I pray that you will go out and not make your day an exceptional day, but make somebody else's day an exceptional day. Speak a word of sunshine, my beloved, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.